My name is Pamela Martin. For those of you who don't live in New Hampshire, I'd like to tell you some things about us. New Hampshire's motto is live free or die, and we mean that. People here get very irritated when a foreign corporation teams up with an out-of-state corporation for their financial gain and then tell us, the citizens of New Hampshire, we're selfish for not letting them make millions of dollars of profits by destroying our property values, tourism economy, and the beauty of our state. New Hampshire is highly reliant on property taxes. We have no income or sales tax. So if homes with fabulous views are impacted by tall steel lattice towers looming high above the trees, our community's tax bases will be destroyed. New Hampshire is highly reliant on tourism. Tourists will not climb our mountains to look at power lines. They cleverly entitled this project Northern Pass because it sounds like it only impacts the northern part of the state. But in reality, it will affect a huge amount of southern New Hampshire as well. It will visually impact 95,000 acres. 95,000 acres of scenic New Hampshire could be visually impacted for a 180-mile private superhighway of electricity to provide power to southern New England, electricity that they don't even need, according to ISO New England. New Hampshire people are not stupid. We are intelligent, well-informed people, and we know when we are being lied to. Northern Pass talks about tax benefits while simultaneously demanding tax abatements, and when they don't get them, they sue communities. They say the steel lattice towers won't affect property values and cold-bloodedly intimidate or destroy any appraiser who tells them that's not true. They say burial is too expensive, even though TransEnergy, Hydro-Quebec's own subsidiary, says it isn't. They say industrial hydroelectricity is green and clean energy. Not one single environmental agency in the country or the world, for that matter, agrees with that statement. They promise New Hampshire customers low-cost electricity. That's what they promised Vermont. But Vermont recently signed a contract for Canadian hydropower that was above the market rate. The surveyors and environmental contractors for Northern Pass all have out-of-state license plates. And when New Hampshire citizens were recently called by people posing as New Hampshire IBEW members to ask them to support Northern Pass jobs, those calls were being made from Wisconsin. So much for New Hampshire jobs. There are no benefits to the people of New Hampshire for this project. The jobs, the tax benefits are lies, renewable energy, lie, low-cost energy, lie. Northern Pass has exhibited a pattern of habitual lying, and I'll get back to you on that. If Northern Pass was such a terrific idea, they wouldn't need to lie or evade to sell it, would they? Northern Pass has exhibited an utter and complete lack of shame. They will say anything, literally anything, no matter how outrageous, to get what they want. They're lying to the DOE as well. They do not have a viable, legitimate route or an alternate route. Northern Pass is a pig, and no matter how much lipstick they put on it, it's still a pig.